Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio. People have New Year's resolutions. Health, lose weight. I've got to do that, not because it's a New Year's resolution. It's to survive this season in the best way possible. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. This is a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia just had their best Big 12 conference road win since they've been in the Big 12, period. They joined over 12 years ago, 2012-2013 season. So we're on season 12. That's the best one since they've been in the Big 12. It's probably the best conference road win. You got to go back to the Final Four team where they went to Villanova and won in overtime in the regular season finale. So that's, was that 14 years ago? And then you got to go back to when Beilein was the coach. You got to go back to 2006, Pauley Pavilion, where West Virginia went there and beat the soon-to-be national runner-up UCLA team in 2006. So we're getting closer to the turn of the century, of the millennium. That's what happened today. And Derek DeVries and this coaching staff and this team are just dropping first cards. Hey, you never beat Gonzaga. Well, I've never played Gonzaga as WVU's head coach. So don't put that on me. Beats Gonzaga in the Bahamas. Hey, West Virginia's never won at Allen Fieldhouse. I wasn't there for those 11 other tries. I'm 0-0 at Allen Fieldhouse. I'm undefeated. That's what Derek DeVries can say. I mean, obviously I'm just eating all of the stuff after the game, all of the reactions, all of the press conference stuff, all of the videos social media team puts out. Coach DeVries has got a no excuses shirt on. I'm watching his post game and it says no excuses. I mean, he's not, and it's not a bit. It's not a bit. And believe me, the man's wearing a no excuses shirt because you want me to line up the list of excuses? Plane issues. Got to Lawrence, Kansas after 2 a.m. for a 2 p.m. game the next day. So 12 hours in between. No power in the hotel when you check in. They talked about that during the game. Skip the shoot around to get an extra hour sleep. No Tucker DeVries. Amani Hansberry's still a boot. Jaden Stone still not available. Hasn't played one game that counted for the Mountaineers. West Virginia's never won an Allen Fieldhouse until today. Apparently, I didn't know this, Kansas hasn't lost not just a home opener, any conference opener, since 1991. I believe that's when Home Alone was made. So Kansas hasn't lost their first conference game of the season since Home Alone. So that's so many excuses. And of course they're sharing them during the game. And West Virginia still wins this game. It's unbelievable. It shouldn't be unbelievable, but it is. And the breadcrumbs are leading you. They were dropping horrific loss breadcrumbs, West Virginia was, even though Kansas never had a lead. Kansas tied the game late. It was 0-0 at the beginning. And for the rest of the time, West Virginia had a lead at Allen Fieldhouse today. And yet the breadcrumbs were there. You know how the refereeing goes in Allen Fieldhouse. I don't talk about refereeing a ton other than, you know, my stance. Refereeing is generally bad. Hard to really factor that in because the refereeing is about the same in every game, I would argue. And yet in Allen Fieldhouse, you can just point to plenty of games where, and just on the road, 21-6 was the free throw disparity today. During the game, West Virginia, and they had a lead almost the whole game. And yet they're missing these close shots and these open shots. And you're like, oh, they needed that one. I mean, poor Harris. Harris Elezovic trying really hard. Second half, he's got the ball like a miracle, uncontested one-footer, and he shorts it. He wasn't the only one that did that, but you're looking because you know the game is not going to finish with West Virginia double digits, and so you're like, that's the one. That's what happened. Only 6 turnovers all game. 6 the whole game, but a couple of really bad ones in the last 2 minutes. One that goes out of bounds. One throwing it in from the inbounds on the opponent's baseline. And yet, on that last turnover I'm describing, Kansas didn't score. Great defense on KJ Adams, and West Virginia gets the ball and goes the other way. I mean, go to the end of the first half. West Virginia's up 13. Kansas has it in the corner. The guy that was 100 for 100 from the free throw line hits a corner three. That 99 times out of 100 that he would have done it in time. He's just a split second off. It didn't count. And those 3 points could have been the difference in the game. It's just the minuscule stuff. You can just look at one or two plays. And there's plenty of those in this game. And so how can West Virginia, with all the list of turnovers, he could add a shirt that said so many excuses. I would have been fine with that. He's saying no excuses. But how does West Virginia do that without Amani, without Tucker? They're doing it defensively. They've done it all year. And they did it today. They held Kansas to their lowest first half point total. I mean, Kansas got the 20. And some of that was Kansas's energy, and some of that was how West Virginia plays defense. There's just nothing there. I mean, that was amazing what West Virginia was able to do on the road against. Is Kansas the best offensive juggernaut? No, they are not. But West Virginia did this today with their defense. Pretty much even in the rebounding battle. When you look on the other side and have a 7-2 guy, West Virginia had like a plus 10 rebounding advantage at the first half. Ended up Kansas getting that advantage by 1, but pretty much even. And so offensively, all Darren DeVries, it's not complicated. It's like, hey, Hunter Dickinson, Pat Sumnick smoked you last year in Morgantown. I don't think you are any better at that. We're going to do that. And West Virginia did that for 3/4 of this game. Torch Hunter Dickinson on pick and rolls at the top of the key. And Ed Andre 3000 with no, I think it actually worked. I think even if Amani was able to play, it would have been an advantage. I think Ed plays more minutes today because of his ability to finish in the pick and roll. And he was amazing. Ed Andre 3000 was, I like the way he moves. You know what I mean? He was Stankonia. Season high 15 points, including an amazing finish on an alley-oop from KJ Tedder. 6 rebounds, 3 assists, just always seemed to make the right play on the pick and roll where Kansas made some adjustments. And Ed's got it there close to the foul line, and you got people cutting, and he made the right pass. He gets that nice slip pass to Javon for an easy bucket in the first half. Like, he's really good, high IQ basketball player. 4 blocks. That one on DeJuan Harris, Kansas couldn't have done anything better, and Ed just erases it. Amazing night. Season high, 34 minutes for Ed. And he was great on both sides of the floor. Javon Small, great at basketball. I mean, maybe he was out for like 5 seconds in the first half. That's it. Is that sustainable for 19 more games? I don't know. It's got a Tom Thibodeau feel. But what do? You got to have Javon out there. And he's amazing at basketball. 13 points, 11 rebounds. 6 assists, was the main guy in that pick and roll offense, getting it to Ed. But Javon's highlight, he did not have a great shooting game. I don't think he made a 3, but he's got the ball on the left side, under 3 minutes to play. He's trying to make a play. Falls down. I mean, I think it was like the 4th or 5th time in the game he did the Harlem Globetrotter dribble. Where his butt is on the floor, still got his dribble going. He's not doing the full curly slide, but he's falling down, keeps his dribble, dribbles towards the baseline, spots up. He almost goes out of bounds. KJ Adams draped over him, gets the shot off over the backboard, and he drains it. And shout out to Tony Caridi on the call on that. Just, will I listen to that 75 to 300 times after I'm done recording this? I'm not, maybe. It ain't going to be less than 75 times. That is a fact. And West Virginia goes up 6. And they won by 1. So they needed the Javon Small fall on the ground and still make a contested shot over the backboard shot. Needed those 2 points.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sincere Harris had his best ball handling game of the season. I mean, he took 11 shots. If you told me before the game Sincere Harris shot the ball 11 times, I would say that's a blowout loss. And it wasn't. Sincere was active, recipient of one of those Ed passes to finish. 3 floaters. Great defense as always. Great energy. amazing night for Sincere Harris. Still finding the three. Keep on searching. Joe Yesufu did not have to search for it. He made a couple of clutch threes in this game. Former Jayhawk, Joseph Yesufu. Toby Okoni hit a straightaway three in the second half. He was guarding KJ Adams, held KJ Adams to a season low 2 points in the game. I think was part of that defense at the end of the game when Adams caught the ball on that baseball pass and I almost sunk. Spoiler alert, have you seen Breaking Bad? When KJ Adams catches that pass, I am Walter White in the desert. When that thing happened, that dropped him to his knees. It was, and yet, Okadi's there. Great defensive play. I'm giving him credit. I don't know if it was him, but I think it was him. And, you know, I got to eat crow. I'm telling you, and just history tells me that freshman on the road is not something you can bank on. And yet West Virginia wins this game by one, and they did it with freshmen making big contributions. Jonathan Powell, we know he's unafraid. And apparently it doesn't matter where. I mean, he did that in Allen Fieldhouse. The other it got out of hand, but Jonathan Powell did really good at Pitt. But you don't know. It's like it's garbage time. Does this really count? It did. It was a precursor to this game. He scored 11. He made three threes. Does not stand out as a liability defensively. KJ had four assists, including that alley-oop to Ed Andre 3000. And one of the biggest buckets of the game. Kansas has cut the lead to two. West Virginia hasn't had a basket in over 3 minutes. And he takes a floater. It wasn't even in the lane, but it went when West Virginia needed it. And then the next trip down the court gets the pass to Joe for a three to put WVU back up seven. Nothing prepares you for a win like this. It's a credit to this coaching staff and these players with those headwinds. To do what no other team, no other Mountaineer team in the Big 12 has been able to do, which is go to Allen Fieldhouse and come back with a win. And West Virginia did that today, and it is a big deal. I'm not going to talk. Maybe I have mentioned some negatives from this game, but I'm not spending a ton of time on that because why would you want a day like today? I'm sure there was negatives coming out of that UCLA win against like a Flalo and Mabamute and Farmar, all these pros. And Coach Beilein takes his crew there and wins at UCLA. So I'm sure there's negatives here. We ain't talking about that today. This is a monumental win. West Virginia, who goes to Houston in the season opener last year and then starts this Big 12 schedule at Allen Fieldhouse. Big 12 laying down some serious hints of, hey, WVU, we're going to make it hard for you up front. And Darren DeVries just kicks it to the curb. It's amazing to see. And the dude moves in silence. He's not... That 6 minute presser after the game, he's just not saying anything. It's not words that he's saying. It's look what I've done. I beat Gonzaga. I won 2 out of 3 in the Bahamas. I got the program's biggest Big 12 road win without two and possibly three of our best players. I'm saying that. He's not saying that. He's not even saying it. He's a, I'll put it on a shirt guy. No excuses. You can come here for the excuses when they're not going to. They're not going to go 20-0 in conference. But they do have the program's best win in the Big 12 since they joined the Big 12 on the road. That's a fact, Jack. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is next year. That's a fun joke. Saturday, noon, CBS Sports Network, back in the Coliseum, where West Virginia will play the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oklahoma State, they started Big 12 play hosting the Houston Cougars. That's not great. They lost by 13. Oklahoma State is 8-4 on the season. Their best win in their Thanksgiving tournament, they beat Miami, which in most years is a good win recently. But Miami this season, their head coach retired just a few days ago. And not because he's ready to retire. It's because they've been underperforming. And they were kind of going on a path. So that's their best win. Pat Sumnick reunion. Pat Sumnick landed in Oklahoma State. He's getting spot minutes for the Cowboys. West Virginia historically here recently has not done well with the reunions. Joe Toussaint, Jalen Bridges. Didn't get a chance for Trey Mitchell. Scratch that. But Darren DeVries has no, and this team has no relation to Pat Sumnick other than Ofrey. Him and Pat, they're going to shake hands cordially, I'm assuming. Say hello. Oklahoma State, lots of new guys. They're good at offensive rebounding, which is not one of West Virginia's strong suits. This is obviously a letdown spot for the Mountaineers. And it's obvious because West Virginia is coming off of their biggest Big 12 road win ever. The game after the biggest whatever is a letdown spot. And so that's the worry here. The good news, you're back at home, so no travel issues. West Virginia will be the favorite in this game. How will they respond to this kind of massive success? You know, a program-defining road win. It'll be interesting to see. Now, you know, next year, tomorrow is 2025. A lot of my remaining 2024 is going to be listening to Tony Caridi and looking for highlights of this game. And that's a great way to end the year. For me, that's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 10 wins. They had 9 last season. 10 wins.
2 losses.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.